morning. I hope you've had a good week. And today, I've just been spending some time here in my little home office and just thinking about the good things of God. You know, the other day I was up at the coffee shop, where really not a coffee shop, it's a plumbing shop, and there's some good buddies that I have coffee with several days a week, and we just kind of sit around and banter back and forth about current events and things that are going on in life. And you know, of course, we solve all the problems. Now, these guys are a little further down the road than me. I think there's one guy there that's 84 who claims he's still 39, but he's not. And the others are in their 70s, and you know, and here's me, the young pup of 52. And these guys just got all kinds of wisdom, and they tell me all the things that I got to look forward to, and all the things that are gonna break and change and quit working, and all the operations and procedures that I have to look forward to. And so, but in the midst of all of that, and the joking around and the harassing that we do with each other, There's moments that God just kind of comes in, and you know, they've got a lot of wisdom. I've always had just great respect, you know. So Frank, Don, Bill, Larry, all you guys, man, I love you from my heart, and just know that. But these guys, the other day we were sitting there and we were talking about 2020, and I've heard a lot of people just talking about how they just want to get through this year. They don't want this year has just been a disaster, and you know, it's the year of shutdowns and lockdowns and COVID and the virus, and a lot of people have suffered incredible loss this year all throughout our nation. It's been the year of hurricanes and fires. I have a buddy, man, down in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and he suffered through three different hurricanes, but yet he's still moving forward in life. And but I'm going to tell you, there is something that we were talking about in all of this the other day. And one of the guys, his name's Bill, he just looked at us all and he said, well, not everything was bad in 2020. And we just kind of had to stop, because we were kind of going down that vein of negativity, as we can all do. And we said, well, what are you thinking about, Bill? And he said, my daughter fell in love with Jesus. And you know, when he said that, as a pastor, of course, that just touches my heart. Just as a child of God, man, it excites me to hear about somebody just really reconnecting with God. And I, you know, the more I thought about it, I've heard that over and over and over from different people in different walks of life, how this year has been a year of reconnecting with God. And you know, even in the midst of all the turmoil and the heartache and the pain and the hardship and the inconveniences and the things that we haven't liked to do and go in the political season, oh my gosh, it's still going on, you know. But the reality is that God is faithful in the midst of it. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Philippians. And Paul wrote this, you know, while he was in jail. And one of the things that he says in Philippians chapter 4, and I know I've preached messages on this, I've talked about, but I love these words. Listen to this. This is the Apostle Paul. And this guy has been through so much, so much. And yet he is the one that is encouraging you and I to think about good things. And he says this, finally, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure and lovely and of a good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy. And in this version I'm reading from the New King James, it says to meditate upon these things, or think upon these things. It might be in the NIV or one of those others. We know that Jesus said to us to take our thoughts captive, because sometimes our thoughts can just race and they can just go a million miles in one direction. And when I started when I heard that from Bill that day, and when I started to think about these verses, I had to literally just stop. God just stopped me in my tracks, and he showed me all the good. Friends, we know that in this life we're going to have trouble. There's going to be bad things happen. There's going to be circumstances. There's going to be sin done. There's going to be people that do horrible things. And bad things happen to good people. But the reality is God can use even the bad things for his glory. You know, one of the things that happened this year, as I mentioned, his daughter fell in love with Jesus. That's incredible. I saw, you know, in my own life, I had an AFib condition. While we were in the, when we were kind of supposed to stay towards the home front, I was just outside in the spring working on my yard, and I had that AFib condition. There was a lady, who a Christian lady, who walks through the neighborhood, and she stopped by, and she says, Craig, you know, I don't know if this means anything, but I feel like I'm supposed to pray for you. I said, you know what, I'll take all the prayer in the world. I believe in the power of prayer. And she came over, and I sat down on the curb, and she just laid her hand on my shoulder. She, you know, she's like, well, I know this is breaking protocol, but the reality was that she was obedient to what the Holy Spirit prompted her to do. And she laid her hand on me, and man, and I felt the power of God touch my heart and touch my life. And I went through an entire next 30 days. I was on a heart monitor. I didn't have a single episode. Prior to that prayer, man, it was all over. And, you know, they'd been trying some medications and different things. And when I went and saw my cardiologist, he literally said this to me. He looked at me and he said, man, it's like somebody laid hands on you. Now, I don't know about you, but that really inspired me, and that was a good thing that happened this year. You know, another thing that happened, I'll give you some more. There's a young man in our fellowship. He's a great friend of mine. His name is Randy. Many of you know that we've been praying for him to for a heart to become available for him. He's needed a heart transplant for many, many years. He's 38. He has 8 kids. He was in Northwestern Hospital up in Chicago, and it was getting to be a situation where, man, this needed to happen. He was up there for over 70 days waiting for this heart. Well, God had a plan. And in that plan, one of the things that was amazing to me, one of the things he always told me is that he really wanted to be effective for the kingdom of God. He wanted to reach people outside the four walls of the church. And I'm going to tell you, during those 70 days, there wasn't a single nurse, a single doctor, a single caregiver that didn't come across his path and have incredible conversations about the Lord and incredible conversations about Jesus. See, that's another good thing, how God used a bad situation. Not only that, he got his heart. Hallelujah. And this was just like a couple months ago, if even that. He got his heart, and he is home now. He's with his family, and he is recovering. And we also saw an event that we had. We needed to raise some money to meet a great need in their life. And we saw the family of God in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of not being able to do things the way we traditionally did. We had to have an outside event. It was kind of cold. We didn't know how it was going to all happen. We met the entire need in one night. We raised, for our little church, man, we raised almost $10,000 just that night. So praise the Lord for that. Recently, there was another man, and again, hospitals on lockdown. This man fell off a roof and onto his head, and he's still recovering. But they didn't give him, they didn't think he was going to last through the night. And they thought he was going to have all kinds of, you know, he's never going to, and again, it's just a miracle. It's just a miracle. God is in the miracle working business. So I remember being up there, and I remember watching this dear family who couldn't do, they couldn't gather in the waiting room at the hospital. They couldn't go up and be in the room with him or anything like that. But they gathered out in the parking lot in their cars. It was a very cold night. And I remember us just holding hands and praying and asking God to intervene. And I'm going to tell you, friends, God intervened on his behalf. Now, I know he doesn't do that on every single occasion, friends, but we leave the results with him. And the last word I got is he's going to be coming home next Wednesday. That is praise the Lord. So God is working in the midst of all the negative things that are going on in our society. I have watched countless people. I think about my wife, and I think of how she's been able to just share her testimony and use her life, God, as just a yielded instrument just to help some people where she works at. I think of a young man who's really reconnected with God, and a young woman, and they're just hungry for the things of God. I've seen another woman in our fellowship for years. I mean, this woman is just a resource for the kingdom of God, and she was just kind of, I don't know that necessarily she was looked over or anything like that, but she had an incredible gift of writing, and the Holy Spirit put it on my heart, and I asked her, I said, hey, have you ever thought about writing devotionals? And she now is taking those moments where life scarred her, and she's encouraging other people that may be at home, and maybe they're spending more time on social media or Facebook or wherever, whatever it is, and she's now being able to impart good things into their lives, and she has come alive. I watched another woman who really was kind of set to the side in our church body, and she has just come alive. She just has a heart to do finances and help out and do all these types of things. And man, God, she has just blossomed in the Lord. I've watched men and women all over just dive in and help. I've watched families come back together. And I'm going to tell you, if there's one thing I've seen during this pandemic, I have seen families come together like never before. I watched my own son and my daughter-in-law see some of their dreams fulfilled. You know, they've always had a dream of wanting to have some property and some horses, and you know, the crazy thing, and not everybody understands all that if you're not that type of person, but it's so cool to just see that happen and see God just bless their lives in the middle of it, and just to enjoy it with my three grandkids. It's just such a beautiful thing to happen. You know, I could keep going on and on. I will tell you, miracles never cease, because 2020, man, I'm going to tell you, that's the year that this cat, he actually got on Facebook. I thought I would never get on Facebook, but you know, it's been such a good thing. I have reconnected with some of my old childhood friends. My man Shane, my man Moose, you know, it was just so incredible. And so many others, coaches and other players. I've been able to share my life journey. And, you know, they knew me back in my knuckleheaded days and all the tearing around and craziness that I lived. But now they see a guy who is just so thankful that he's still alive and that he's in God's hands and God's using him for his real intended purpose. You see, these are all good things that were taking place all the while this pandemic and everything was going on. You know, God is faithful. He is so faithful. And I just want to encourage you today, you know, his faithfulness to provide for everything that we need. God does the exceedingly and the abundantly more than we can ever ask or even think of. Now you think about that, friends. Sometimes, well, maybe you're like Joseph. You got betrayed. You got thrown into a pit by your brothers. And, you know, that could scar you for life. But what was happening in that moment? You know, God is always working. And God was positioning him so that one day he would be second in command and he would save the land from a famine. He didn't know that when he was sitting there in that pit. But what he did do is he had his hope and his trust in God. You know, how about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I just preached a message a few weeks back about that. And the fire of God's protection and deliverance. And you know, they stood for God. They didn't know how everything was going to work out, but their trust was in him. And God used a very difficult, bad situation to bring glory to himself. How about Abraham, for crying out loud? Here's Isaac, the fulfillment of the promise, his own seed. And yet God asks him to take him up to Mount Moriah and give the sacrifice. See what Abraham didn't see is he didn't see that God had prepared a ram. And while he was going up one side of the mountain, that ram was coming up the other side of the mountain. And when he got there, and when he was being tested and was willing to give up the very thing that was so important to him, God said, Abraham, stop, you know? And then he looked over and he saw the ram that was prepared for the sacrifice in the thicket. God again provided. Example after example, you could look at Stephen the martyr and how, you know, he was able to testify. He was imprisoned. He was able to testify before the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin and a man named Saul who became the Apostle Paul. You don't think that had an impact on his life? He was God's first martyr. Heaven's gates were opened up, man, and Jesus was standing in honor of his martyr. Friends, I don't know where you're at today, but I do know this. 2020 was not a throwaway year. 2020 might be a year that we faced many, many challenges, and yes, you suffered loss. I had to do a funeral for a good friend of mine just a few short weeks ago, and his wife had passed. And but yet, even in that loss, I saw a family come together and just love on each other and support each other, and it was just amazing to see how those things happen. So even in difficult situations such as loss, such as those types of things, God can use them for good in our lives. You know, I just want to encourage you, God is always working. We sing a song called Waymaker. You know, even when we don't see it, He's working, is one of the lines that's in that song. And it's so true, friend. But I want to encourage you today to place your hope and your trust in Jesus. Man, He will never let you down. This world is going to let you down. The world systems are going to let you down. The political system, the religious system, all of those things that we seem to put our hope and trust in, man. You know, you might go to the grocery store and they don't have the type of rice you want. Well, get something else. It'll be okay. Maybe you'll try a new dish and it'll become your favorite dish. I don't know. I know those are extreme positions. But the reality is this: we can find good, but we have to choose to think upon the good things, whatever things are good and pure and right and lovely and pure and honest and praiseworthy. Meditate, think upon these things, friends. So I want to challenge you today. I'm going to leave you with that challenge. Take your thoughts captive like Jesus told us to do and turn them to Him. Bring them to Jesus. Take your thoughts captive. When you find yourself like me running down the road of fear and anxiety and all these other things, start reading the Word of God, the reports of the Lord that says, I am victorious in Christ. Even if things don't go my way in this life, I have a life that I'm going to live with Him forever. Friends, if that's all we've got, that's worth it all. I want to just tell you, I love you, and I thank God for you. I am praying for you, and I'm hoping this will encourage you today. Excuse me, especially during this day and age in which we live. Be encouraged. Go in peace. Go in peace and serve Jesus. Have a great, great week.